broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, May 31st in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the tradition of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hoping you've had an elongated holiday weekend full of God, family, and country, as I did, and I'm still having as we speak. Yes, strange enough, a lot of folks take breaks on holidays. Once in a while we do, but for the most part, we try to be live. We are live on Memorial Day, celebrating the kickoff of, what, those who have gone before us? Is that how we should talk about Memorial Day? Those that we celebrate who sacrificed much so that things can be so wonderful for us? That kind of a thing. Anyway, we'll get into that next hour a little bit more with Dr. Scott Bradley. But for now, a quick recap of Saturday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, founder and president of CSPOA. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which he considers a partnership between citizens and local law enforcement, primarily your elected, not appointed police chief, but elected sheriff. Mack encourages those who are not in law enforcement, such as me and you and everybody else, to back their sheriffs, to work with them, to get to know their names, to influence them for good. CSPOA.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. We talked about statism is the acceptance of ideas so unpopular that they need to be mandatory to work, forced to work. That's statism, folks. With airlines, sports teams, and even the states of Oregon and New York, they're experimenting right now with a health certificate of proof that you've received the COVID shot. They're calling it a vaccine passport in America right now. They're forcing you to do so via a smartphone app or other government-approved documents. It won't be long until they create a federal passport, or they create, you know, state-included partnership federal passports. What they'll claim is that all 50 states are having different rules, and, well, it's just a hodgepodge and won't work. Therefore, the feds need to jump in and take over. That's what they're gunning for, ladies and gentlemen. And you can say it's not true all you want. You can say the private sector can do what they want. But you're being deceived, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have government-approved guidelines and state incentives to cooperate is what you're going to eventually have if we're not very careful and if we, the people, don't push back big time. How real is a vaccine passport, you ask, huh? Well, the linchpin in their global scheme is a vaccine passport because it ties your medical data to everything you buy, everywhere you go, and everyone you spend time with. That's right. That's what they're gunning for. Complete control of our lives via government monitoring. All to keep you safe from the cocoa. The health bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci and those at the CDC are literally pushing the envelope to try to make this happen. They're quickly losing credibility. But Americans are still frightened and they don't know what to do. They're waking up fast. That's why they're pushing so hard. The Daily Caller News Foundation and Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit against Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Why? Because she refused to grant an interview to Thomas Catanacci with the Daily Caller because he's a white reporter. She wouldn't grant an interview because he was white. Blatantly said so. And who's the racist, I might ask? Wow. Food storage. We talked about that with the good sheriff, Richard Mack, as well. get it, share it, eat it was the idea we're talking about, because we really want you to understand food storage is essential. And, you know, Richard Mack gave a lot of his food storage to a charitable organization, a Catholic organization, and the need is so great. So that's why I say get it, share it, eat it. That was hour one of the broadcast. We continued with a good sheriff, and we talked about Idaho's lieutenant governor. Her name is Janice McGeegan, and Janice, the lieutenant governor, when the governor was out of town, she banned the mask mandates. Governor Brad Little was in Tennessee at a Republican Governors Association meeting, and she used the status as temporary acting governor to ban the mask mandates. Little got back, freaked out, called her a tyrant, and put the mandates for masks back in place. The battle's on all over the country for the hearts and minds of the American people, that's for sure. We talked about Texas Governor Greg Abbott makes it official. You're going to defund cities that defund police. That's like the state governor in Texas going to defund cities that are going to play games and defund the police. I agree. Defunding police is a horrible idea, ladies and gentlemen. We also talked about a Texas sheriff. His name is Brad Coe. Warns that the border crisis is serious. He says it's unprecedented and it's causing damage. Costly damages to ranches in his community. Wow. I guess it's the Kinney County Sheriff's Department, which employs just six sheriff's deputies, said in a statement that it experienced 5 human trafficking instances and a stolen vehicle in just 18 hours. It's that bad at the border, says the good sheriff. Judge Wayne Mack, good friend of ours, justice of the peace down there in Texas, spoke at our last convention at the CSPOA, I might add. He's been in public service for over 33 years and played multiple roles. Despite the lawsuits, Texas judge refuses to back down from prayer. You gotta like that, huh? We're also talking about the church versus the state of California. California pastor, I don't know how to say this guy's name. Han, I think is how you say it. After preaching in some of the most dangerous countries in the world, this pastor is being persecuted right here in America, for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Liberty Council, our buddy Matt Staver, helping out LC, libertycouncil.org, Mr. Han, to defend his right to worship freely without government bureaucrats like Governor Gavin Newsom of California's interference. We also talked about the Department of Justice got caught deleting emails. Yeah, more powerful evidence in a high-profile case of criminal activity by your Justice Department. After the 2012 elections, the Department of Justice colluded with deep state operatives at the IRS and the FEC to prosecute top Ron Paul staffers, libertarian groups, and conservative organizations all across this country. No accountability, of course. Now in a motion filed in this Zuberry guy's appeal, we find out the government blatantly engaged in obstruction of justice. So Zuberry is seeking to appeal his conviction. The CIA, believe it or not, coming to this guy's rescue. Very strange bedfellows in this case, indeed. We also learned who Rush Limbaugh's successors will be. I guess it's Travis Clay. And Buck Sexton will take over his 12-3 time slot. There you have that recap of Saturday's show. News the networks refuse to use starts now. I'm Sam Bushman, and joining me now is Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Well, thank you for having me back, Sam. Good to be with you.
Man, did you have a great weekend, a Memorial Day weekend full of God, family, and country, sir?
Sure did, Sam. I enjoy these long weekends. Gives me a chance to rest, to think about what I can do better in this world of ours and the sacred cause of liberty primarily. So that's what I like to do.
Great news, my brother. Leadership school coming up in July 31st, just 2 months. It's going to be an incredible event. Campaign for Liberty in Utah leading out strong, huh, Lowell?
We got her again this year, Sam. We're excited for the opportunity to sponsor a political leadership school, basically Politics 101, where you will learn the real nature of politics. You will learn why educating people alone won't result in the political change you seek. We learn why small groups of dedicated activists can and do win. It happens all the time. We learn about the biggest lie in politics. We learn how to pick good political sites. We learn how to hold our politicians accountable for their actions or for their lack of actions, as the case may be. Now, normally, Sam, you would pay a lot of money for this kind of training. We're talking hundreds of dollars, even $1,000 for a full day of this kind of training. But the Utah Campaign for Liberty is making this class available to you at a very reasonable price. Basically, it costs. Anyone, almost anyone can attend. If you register today at the early bird price, the cost is just $40, and that includes lunch, Sam. So great opportunity. Our listeners, I know you have listeners way across the whole country, not just here in Utah. Well, there's probably a school near you, wherever you live. If you can just go to the web and search on FACL training, that's Foxtrot Alpha Charlie Lima Fackle Training, then you can find a school near you. Sam?
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Lowell Nelson, Sam Bushman, Campaign for Liberty on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org on your radio. They got a leadership school coming up July 31st, all day long, 9 to 5, including lunch, just $40 if you get the early bird special. Normally, this training would cost thousands of dollars. We'll tell you what it includes in just a second, but I'm telling you right now, Campaign for Liberty can bring in some of the best experts because of who they're associated with, because of the founder, Ron Paul, and many others. They've got some deep political ties to not only honest financial understandings of economics, right on through to the proper role of government, legitimate with people who have been staffers for campaigns and staffers for congressmen and senators. I mean, they're surrounded with all the right people for this kind of a training, and they're willing to train because they believe in America. So something that would normally cost big money is now affordable for mere mortals because the sacred liberty cause is at stake. Lowell?
That's right, Sam. Hard to beat these guys. This school is taught by the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership, and that's where the acronym FACL comes from. That's Foxtrot Alpha Charlie Lima, Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership. Mike Rothfeld is the founder of this group, but got great instructors, Kirk Shelley, Sean Dow, Talbert Black. I don't know if anybody's heard of these people, Dave Pridgen, but these are individuals who understand political activism and have been teaching these principles ever since I got involved with Ron Paul campaign in 2007. So excellent instructors. You can't go wrong with this. Just for $40 to spend the day learning from the masters, basically how to push politicians to do what they ought to be doing, but which they won't do unless you push them to do it. It's well worth the day spent. And plus it gives you an opportunity to network with others. And so I'm looking forward to it right here in Utah, because there are just a boatload of people who are excited about making a difference politically here in the state of Utah. And this is a great opportunity for them to learn the basics, the fundamentals, the tools, give them the tools that they will need in order to win the political battles they choose to fight. Sam?
There you have it. And we'll cover this in more detail in the next several weeks before it comes. How long does the early bird special last?
It lasts a full month, Sam. June. Yep, we'll be able to get bird special from now through the end of June.
All right, we'll make sure everybody knows about that. Keep reminding me every week, and we'll highlight that and make sure people are aware. We're talking about a political leadership school in Utah, July 31st. If you register right away, only $40, includes lunch for the event as well. Dr. Anthony Fauci lied to us. We need to fire Fauci and end the mandates big time, lol.
Well, these are two things that you can do right now, folks, after you sign up for the Political Leadership School to be held in Sandy, Utah. Or if you don't live in Utah, and you can find a school near you, because these schools are being taught by the foundation all across the country. Like I said earlier, go to into an internet search engine, FACL training. That's Foxtrot Alpha Charlie Lima, FACL training, and you'll be able to find a school near you. But in addition to that, you can do two more things at the campaignforliberty.org website. Number one is you can sign a petition to fire Fauci. And number two, you can sign a petition to your governor to end the mandates. Now, because of Fauci and his recommendations, Americans all over the country have spent the last 15 months, having their businesses closed, their churches closed, schools been closed, basically our normal life shut down underneath these draconian lockdowns. But Fauci lied to us, folks. Not only have these lockdown policies and mandates like masks and physical distancing been terribly ineffective at achieving any positive health outcomes, they've actually destroyed much of the economy, not to mention the long-term damage to people's lives, their businesses, their relationships, and so forth. You know, evidence suggests that Fauci directed money to the University of North Carolina and then later to the Wuhan lab in China, where the COVID-19 virus was leaked. You know, Fauci was promoting the gain of function here in the lab in North Carolina until 2015, when a congressional law prohibited his doing that. So he moved his operation to Wuhan. And, the members of Congress, they need to hear us loud and clear on this. We need to fire Fauci. Get him out of there. You know, he and his cohorts are planning to make billions off the sale of these experimental gene therapy injections. And they want to implement vaccine passports as well. You know, this 15 days to slow the spread propaganda is foisted upon us way back in March of 2020. That was foisted on us by Fauci, basically. And there's been exactly zero evidence provided that any of their liberty-crushing measures have benefited anybody but themselves and their rich cronies. The orders to shut down businesses have devastated middle-class Americans. business owners and their employees. The rates of abuse have skyrocketed. I'm talking alcohol abuse, drug, verbal abuse, physical abuse, suicide abuse, if you call that abuse. I mean, people wanting to kill themselves. Those have all skyrocketed in addition to the destruction or the devastation of our economy. And so the Campaign for Liberty, Sam, is proposing to each governor the following. Real basic, man. No more lockdowns, no more mask mandates, and definitely no vaccine mandates or vaccine passports. And basically, if you go to campaignforliberty.org, then you can find a couple of these petitions. Sign one to fire Fauci, sign the other to stop the mandate, to end the mandate for good. And we don't need any more of those. You know, Arizona had a law in the books from 2005 that gave the governor authority to mandate medical exams, treatment, and or vaccination of people in that state, enforced by members of the state or the National Guard. That's got to change. And in Virginia, the state health commissioner told reporters last year he plans to mandate coronavirus vaccinations once one is made available to the public. Well, they are available. And under state law, only people with a medical exemption can refuse the mandate. But fortunately, the governor there of Virginia overruled the health commissioner. So that's, you know, set aside for the time being. But those laws need to change. Every one of our states need to demonstrate some backbone and put out of reach this draconian authority to mandate, you know, masks or lockdowns or vaccines. We just can't allow this. And so, you know, go to campaignforliberty.org, sign these petitions, and let's bury the governors in all these states with the names of our people who are against this type of draconian authority, you know, being exercised by the states. You know, that's why Governor in California, Gavin Newsom, he's now facing a recall election because of the mandates that he imposed on the people right there in their homes. Things like, you know, if you have people that come over to your home, they got to be masked up except when they're eating. You can't sing, and you have to stay physically distanced from fellow guests by 6 feet, all right, in your home. I mean, it's so crazy, Sam. These tyrants must face a reckoning so these historic abuses of power never happen again. So please,
I couldn't
folks,
agree more, Lowell.
Campaignforliberty.org. What's that?
I couldn't agree more, Lowell. In fact, we need three petitions.
Yeah.
We need one petition to fire Fauci. We need another petition to stop all the mandates and the belligerents and the abuses. We need a third one, though, that criminally goes after some of these people because they're beyond just overreacting to COVID. Okay, this isn't just a, oh, my goodness, you know, it was supposed to be 14 days. We panicked and we locked you down for a month. This is, we locked you down for over a year, and now we're persisting in lockdowns that we know for a fact make no sense. For example, Rand Paul called out Fauci for saying, hey, you're involved in political theater here. You've been vaccinated. You are supposedly, according to your vaccine, safe and effective, and everything's good. You're wearing two masks now for theater. And Fauci literally just raged back. Oh, you're ignorant. You're not a real doctor. Paul, you don't have a clue. You're not following the science. And he just went off. Well, now a short 2 months later, we found out that Fauci even blatantly admits Rand Paul was correct. It was political theater, but it was kind of necessary because I don't want to send a mixed message. This guy literally has been caught lying and flip-flopping over and over and over to the point where it's beyond oversight or mistake or error at this point. So I think we need a third petition to file to say we need to file criminal charges for some of these people that are trying to violate our liberties and simply jettison the Constitution, which they've sworn an oath to uphold. More in seconds. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Texas lawmakers walked out of the state house chamber just before midnight on Sunday to deny a final vote on a controversial bill that would tighten voting laws in the state. Republican Governor Greg Abbott supports the bill and said he would call for a special session. Republicans in the state call it a common sense approach to securing election integrity. Democrats see the bill as an attempt to discourage minorities from casting a ballot. The bill is known as Senate Bill 7. China announced on Monday that married couples may have up to 3 children, a major policy shift from the existing limit of 2 after recent data showed a dramatic decline in births in the world's most populous country. In 2016, China scrapped its decades-old one-child policy imposed to halt a population explosion. Environmental groups in Florida are warning that unusually high numbers of manatee deaths in the first 5 months of the year are being blamed on algae blooms that are destroying food sources. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
A Texas hospital is demanding employees get the COVID-19 vaccine. Employees are pushing back with a lawsuit. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Over 115 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital have filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring them to get the COVID-19 vaccine or lose their jobs. Epic Times reports their lawsuit states the hospital's mandate requires the employees to subject themselves to medical experimentation as a prerequisite to feeding their families. The employees say they took issue receiving experimental COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, such as ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. A lawsuit was filed by a Houston area attorney who stated the mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947 that was written after the fall of the Nazi regime in Germany. The hospital says, quote, it is legal for healthcare institutions to mandate vaccines, as we have done with the flu vaccine since 2009.
COVID-19 vaccines have been proven to be safe and effective. Millions of people in the United States have received COVID-19 vaccines under the most intense safety monitoring in U.S. history. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, Sam Bushman, campaignforliberty.org. So, Lowell, I'm saying we need a third petition, a petition, and we need to absolutely have accountability for these people and literally file criminal charges against some of them, sir. When you belligerently, as a governor, just flat out take the law into your own hands and create a tyrannical scenario, like some of these governors have done, Governor Newsom, for example, literally letting bars open, strip clubs open, and shutting down churches. And okay, this is a political agenda driven. This is criminal activity going on, sir.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Sam. I might note that there in the northern, one of the northern courts of Alabama, there's a lawsuit been filed just last week. Maybe you've talked about this already, but Larry Beecraft and another attorney have filed a lawsuit in behalf of numerous people, doctors and scientists and so forth, basically to enjoin the CDC from any more production and distribution of the so-called COVID vaccine. And they are warning, you know, in court documents, they're warning the court that this is the children, the school children are in imminent danger there because of these gene therapy injections, which have not been proven. They've not been tested. And in fact, because the death rates have increased so dramatically following the mass vaccination programs around the world, they are really, really putting the school children in imminent danger. I'm very interested to see how this court decides, you know, if they'll, you know, put a, restraining order on the CDC or not. So I'm going to follow that pretty closely, Sam.
Amen to that. We'll keep an eye on that ball. There's so many things to keep an eye on, though. It's a little bit hard for the American people. But you know what? It's not time, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, to back away. It's time to double down. Because if you wanted to use Germany, we used to use Germany in the Hitler scenario to say, we'll never let that happen to us. The Germans especially said, we'll never go through that again. We're wiser now. My question is, but are we? Greetings from New Normal Germany, C.J. Hopkins with the peace, lol.
Right. Now, so C.J. lives in Germany, apparently, and he is describing the new normal that's there. But he first reminds us of what occurred in the 1930s under Hitler. He says, on April 1, 1933, shortly after Hitler was appointed chancellor, the Nazis staged a boycott of Jewish businesses in Germany. So stormtroopers stood outside the Jewish-owned stores with Gothic-lettered placards reading, quote, Germans, defend yourselves, do not buy from Jews, end of quote. Well, the boycott itself failed. Most Germans just ignored it and went on with their lives. But it was the beginning of the official persecution of the Jews and the beginning of totalitarianism in Nazi Germany. Now, last week, right here in New Normal Germany, writes C.J. Hopkins, the government implemented a social segregation system that bans anyone who refuses to publicly conform to the official New Normal ideology from participating in German society. From now on, only those who have an official vaccination pass or proof of a negative PCR test are allowed to sit down and eat at restaurants, shop at non-essential stores, go to bars, go to the cinema, or wherever. Now, that's interesting, Sam. Does that sound familiar? Well, it sure does to me. Now, of course, CJ then says there is no way to compare the current normal to the 1933 Nazi Germany because that would be illegal in the new normal Germany. So today's Germany, he's saying, it's illegal to be comparing the current situation with 1933 Nazi Germany. In order to do that, you have to have a permit. You have to ask the government for permission to protest the current new normal in Germany. And in order to participate in a protest, you have to wear an N95 mask and maintain a distance of 1.5 meters from any other person. It's crazy, Sam. The very fact, he writes, the fact that the vast majority of Germans clicked their heels and started mindlessly following orders like they did in Nazi Germany, the moment the new normal was introduced last year, doesn't mean that all Germans are fascists by nature. Most Americans did the same thing. So did the British, the Australians, the Spanish, the French, the Canadians, and a long list of others. The ease with which the German authorities implemented this new normal and how fanatically it has been embraced by the majority of Germans came as something of a shock. End of quote. Wow. So CJ here, thought that Germans would be the first ones to recognize this totalitarian movement and would resist its implementation. But here we are over a year later. And who's checking the papers? Well, it's the shop clerks, it's the waiters and waitresses at the restaurants. They're checking your papers, Sam, to enforce compliance with the new normal ideology. Perfectly healthy, medically masked people are lining up in the streets to be experimentally vaccinated. This is just beyond crazy. They've got locked down, bankrupted shops and restaurants being converted into walk-in PCR test stations. They've got the government debating mandatory vaccination of children in kindergarten. They've got goon squads arresting octogenarians for picnicking on the sidewalk without permission. The list goes on and on. And so at this point, I'm just sitting here waiting for the news that of the creation of these mass disinfection camps being set up to solve the unvaccinated crisis, right? I mean, of Germany in 1930s. Well, they had concentration camps then. Well, what about disinfection camps today? Wow. Well, CJ satirically says there is no similarity between Nazi Germany and the new normal Germany, but he ends his his column with this quote, Sam. He says, sure, both systems suspended the Constitution, declared a national state of emergency, enabling the government to rule by decree, inundated the masses with insane propaganda and manipulated scientific facts, outlawed protests, criminalized dissent, implemented a variety of public rituals and symbols and a social segregation system to enforce compliance with their official ideologies, and demonized anyone who refused to comply. But other than that, he writes, there's no similarity, and anyone who suggests there is a dangerous social deviant extremist who probably needs to be quarantined somewhere or perhaps dealt with in some other special way. End of quote. So there you have it, Sam. If it can happen in Germany today, then it can happen here as well, but only if the people tolerate it or embrace it, Sam. That's what we got to stop.
It seems like not only if it can happen, it seems like it is happening, though. If you talk to experts who understand what kind of communist nations still exist in the world today, they will tell you. And there's been several people who have come to the United States for liberty and have become U.S. citizens who are warning about this right now. In fact, at some of the local meetings in Utah, you've had some guests that have highlighted this and things like that. These are not just metaphoric anecdotes. These are reality checks given to us, I believe, by a loving God to remind us what we want and what we don't want in America. And we better take the wake-up calls seriously, Lowell.
Well, it's like that pastor who lives in Canada. He escaped. He left Poland because of the totalitarian regime there. Came to Canada, expecting to enjoy freedom in Canada. And what was it? Just last week, he got arrested by the Canadian police for holding a religious service, a church service there on Sunday. That's happening right here. I agree with you, Sam. It's not when, it's not if anymore, but it's happening right now.
It's really when and how.
Yeah. And so the real question then is, so what are we doing about it? And that's where we have to, speak up. Speak up loud and long. We need to be in the ears of our public servants so that they know without question how we feel about these mandates. We must not let them happen here. We just can't tolerate it, and we must not embrace it.
Well, and some say getting involved as an attorney or any different, in the media or in politics, it's kind of like wrestling with the hogs, and we don't want any part of it. You wrestle with the hogs, you get all muddy. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we better start to take this stuff seriously. We don't want to be the new normal Germany or the old style Germany either. He jokes saying they're not the same, highlighting how eerily similar they really are. One of the ways they're pushing this propaganda is through the media, as you all are already aware. However, it gets worse. CIA disinformation operations come home to the United States. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Leon Panetta's involvement and a whole lot more. Who the heck's Leon Panetta? You're going to find out in seconds. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org with me. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her. And she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour. And hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it. And the other three boys were trapped in it. And the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. I parked my car and I went inside. And they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. And I lost it. The other people, so they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Worldwide, nations have been stripped of their rights and freedoms to make their own choices in life. Choices are made for them by their government. Insane, isn't it? Attend Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
All right, Lowell Nelson, CIA in the mix. And this is why I'm saying these people need to be prosecuted for criminal acts, because they know full well that they're promoting disinformation operations. I mean, everyone knows about Operation Mockingbird if you don't go learn about it. But in Operation Mockingbird, the CIA ran over 400 American journalists as direct assets, for example. Okay, this is crazy. The CIA has been running disinformation campaigns to influence foreign elections and everything else since World War II. They blatantly even admitted to it. Leon Panetta and many others speaking out about this. Richard Dissel even spoke out about it. There's too much documentation to ignore. And this is where if Fauci and those guys did gain-of-function research, which we're getting evidence and direct correlation of dollars follow the money trail, that they are and were, then the other question is, what else are they using through the CIA, through a modern-day Mockingbird discussion, to manipulate the public on this cocoa stuff? So serious, serious allegations, I know, but they're not without precedent in false flag operations, lol.
Good point, Sam. This column is posted at ronpaulinstitute.org, and it just retraces the operations of the CIA over the years. I think most of us are familiar with the facts that the CIA has been engaged in undermining certain regimes of countries around the world since 1953. In fact, there have been well over 193 regime change operations since 1953. So just like in the past, about 70 years, roughly 200 regime change operations. Now, the CIA is famous for this. I think no one questions that anymore. But what people may not have known is what you just a moment ago said, Sam, is that the CIA also would influence foreign media outlets ahead of elections in order to change attitudes within the target country. And so if there were 200, you know, violent regime change operations, there's got to be at least 200 of these media propaganda type operations as well. So it's just, you know, Leon Panetta, who was the director of the CIA from 2009 to 2011, he explained that that's what the CIA did. You know, they would influence the foreign media outlets in order to change the attitudes within the country. The method, he said, was to acquire media within a country or within a region that could be used to deliver a specific message or to influence those who may own elements of the media so that they would cooperate and work with you in delivering that message. So here you got the CIA running information operations to influence foreign elections since the end of World War II. That's corroborated by Richard Dissel, who ran the agency's operations during the Cold War. And so there's no question about this anymore, Sam. No question that the CIA was influencing foreign media outlets to achieve specific goals or objectives. Well, they're bringing that home and have brought that home to the U.S. where they are running, and you mentioned the most famous one, Operation Mockingbird. That's what basically the CIA bought well over 400 American journalists and used them as direct assets. The CIA would feed them information. There's even an admission in here that the New York Times covered for the reporters on their payroll who were engaged in these types of operations. And so the problem we have here in America, once again, is that the tools of foreign wars abroad have come home to roost, right? The founders warned us about this. And then we are seeing that in our own day as well. The intelligence community is currently operating against the American people with our current lamestream media. And so the author of this column, Peter Van Buren, he describes the number of operations in the current day just within the past 5, 10, 15 years so that the reader can better understand them. It really is quite fascinating, Sam, worth your time to read. It's posted, as I said, at ronpaulinstitute.org. And because the mainstream media has been corrupted, they can hardly be believed. Probably your audience, Sam, rarely believes the lamestream media, but we need to get the word out, too. We have a lot more people to convince that the lamestream media should not be believed. And I'm just thanking my lucky stars for our alternative media, such as Liberty Roundtable, Sam, where we can talk about what's really happening, we can share the truth, we can do so freely with the hope that we'll have lots of listeners who will share these types of shows with their friends, their family, their neighbors, and get the word out, because this disinformation campaign, Operation Mockingbird, and similar operations run by the CIA within the United States is having a telling effect on the rising generation. Just think of how many of our young people are rising up. They're embracing socialism. They think socialism is a good thing. Well, how is that being done in their minds? Well, it's done with academia, and it's done on the mainstream media, to name just two sources of that garbage, Sam. So I don't know, what's your take on this? How can we combat this disinformation operations by our own CIA?
I think that we speak boldly, nobly, and independently out against it, and we highlight what's been done for decades. This is beyond debate for those who are willing to research the truth. You know, Operation Mockingbird was exposed. They can claim it's gone underground, or it went away, or we don't do that anymore. But Americans can see ever increasing the propaganda. For example, all these journalists came out and said, yeah, you know, we told you that the gain of function research idea was a theory and bogus. We told you that the Wuhan lab leak was just a hypothesis, not even a theory. It was just whacked out conspiracy, theorists and idealists that came up with this. It's bogus. They lied to us and said that for a year. And now they're literally coming out in mass saying, you know, the real reason we said that was not based on science like we told you, but it was based on we hate Donald. Well, whether you hate Donald or not isn't the point. They lied about the science. They lied about the evidence. They pitched false narratives. And it was from the government to the media all the way through to scientists and literally everybody. And so for those of you who tell me that they can't create a false narrative and get away with it, that, oh, somebody would blow the whistle. Well, it lasted for a year in this simple, limited example with all of us in talk radio telling you they're lying to you. Now they've admitted we're absolutely correct, and they did lie. And they've explained part of the reason they lied, but not all of it. Okay, they lied because they're socialists and communists, and Donald stood against their narrative. So they blamed it on Donald because they don't want to tell you the whole story. They just want to say it's that guy with goofy hair and not really dig into the real issues, which is they want to promote communism. And they want to promote socialism, and they want to destroy the greatest country on the face of the earth. They don't want to admit that much. But they got caught lying, and we've exposed them. So now we just need to push the narrative that, hey, go document Mockingbird and the CIA if you don't believe us. Go document the propaganda in elections. Panetta tells you it straight out. So does Richard, whatever that guy's name is. I don't have it in front of me. These people have literally clearly said it, right? So, look, who's lying to you? And who's been telling you the truth? We told you that there were UFO stuff. They lied and said, no, no, they're crazy conspiracy. Now the government's admitting blatantly there are UFO stuff. There is evidence. It's not a conspiracy theory. And we can go right on through with the Federal Reserve and on and on and on and on. And it reminds me of a book that my buddy Pat Shannon wrote a long time ago. Everything I've ever been told is a lie. Now you can say, well, that's a little extreme, Sam. Maybe. But sadly, maybe not. Lol.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe not. You've got the mainstream media, which I call the lamestream media, because everything they say is wrong. Well, either that or it's a little bit of truth mixed with the garbage they want you to believe. So that's one of the tools of influence that is used. You know, some reporter runs a story, tells you a little bit of truth, but the sprinkles, you know, he tells you a lie, but sprinkles in a little bit of truth to give it credibility. That's one of the tools of influence used by the CIA, used by the lamestream media. So, yeah, you can't believe them, and we just need more people disbelieving lamestream media in order
We need more people in the game, but we also need more money backing what we're doing to spread our word and not depend on the lamestream manipulative organs like the Facebook and some of these others to tell the tale. We've got to circumvent those people, and that takes a lot of money and hard work and a lot of technical know-how, and it ain't free to gain for sure. Now, they've been telling you to wear masks forever. Well, Fauci said don't wear a mask. Then he said do wear a mask. And then he said, well, I lied and told you not to wear a mask because we didn't have enough masks. And anyway, the guy just flip-flops and lies, but we've been telling you not to wear a mask, and we maintain it. John Rappaport highlights, we were right again, lol.
That's right, Sam. Just earlier, about a month ago, April 2nd of this year, Health Canada issued an advisory warning people not to use face masks labeled that contain graphene or biomass graphene. Well, in other words, many of the blue and white masks that are sold in stores throughout the country today may contain graphene or what they call biomass graphene, which are microscopic particles that can damage the lungs. Right, Kim Donaldson brought this out. He's a respiratory toxicologist at the University of Edinburgh. He and his colleagues are among the first to raise a warning flag on graphene, at least for nanoscopic platelets of the material. It's not too great a leap of the imagination to imagine, he says, how such tiny flakes of carbon might be transported deep within the lungs, similar to asbestos fibers and coal dust. Once lodged there in the lungs, there is no likely mechanism for the removal or breakdown of such inert particles, and they might reside on these sensitive tissues, triggering a chronic inflammatory response or interfering with normal cellular functions. End of quote. So bottom line, Sam, is that the masks that are supposedly designed to keep us safe from COVID-19 might be the very instrument that are getting us sick. If you breathe in these nanoparticles of graphene, you could develop a serious lung infection. Then you take the PCR test, you get a false positive, and boom, there you go. You become a COVID case. So do not wear a mask, Sam. Do not get the COVID experimental gene therapy injection, which is really a bioweapon. Instead, avoid the diseases, strengthen your own immune system through good nutrition, regular exercise, and rest. And that way, you will enjoy a happy and contented life. Sam, that's the bottom line. That's what we're all after. Peace and prosperity, Sam. That's where it's at.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've been telling you the truth on this from the very start. We said that masks, you know what, they don't solve the problem they claim they do. If you study the nanoparticle studies and all that kind of stuff, they don't do the job they claim. Even if you agree with the scientific nature of masks in medical settings and very controlled settings, those are better, more medical-style masks, and they actually have people that understand protocols and how to wear them. When you wear the same mask over and over and over, you're actually spreading disease, not only that, but making yourself sick. We've told you that from the start, and now the truth comes out. Toxic as all get out. What is their agenda? Who knows? But it sure isn't the sacred cause of liberty, and it sure isn't the truth. I'll tell you that. Lowell, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, Sam. Good to be with you.
Always doing a phenomenal job. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Check out that school coming up on July 31st. Incredible stuff. And thank you so much for the incredible topics and discussion points, articles to point to, and more. I'm Sam Bushman. I declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but you got to get involved. God save the Republic of the United States of America.